How can I only adopt one?
After Ellie graduated from college in May, she did what nearly every recent college graduate does. She moved back home, worked part-time at a clothing store, and applied for jobs until she finally landed an interview with a company that would hire her. When Sprout Industries, a marketing company for grocery stores, finally hired her in August, Ellie was excited and ready to move out of her parents' home and into her own apartment. She had been searching for a job for over 3 months. This would be her first time living on her own, without a roommate. Most people would be nervous for this new adventure, but Ellie was ready. So her parents helped her move to a small suburb outside of Colorado Springs, Colorado. She was 4 hours away from home, farther away than she had ever lived from her home in Nebraska. "Are you sure you're ready for this? I can stay for the week and help you unpack. It might get lonely here," Ellie's mother said to Ellie. "I'll be fine, Mom." Ellie rolled her eyes. Her mother had always been very protective of her. "Are you sure? It's really okay. I can stay," her mom responded.
"She will be fine, Claire," Ellie's dad said to her mom.
Once she had said her goodbyes to her parents, Ellie returned to her apartment and began slowly unpacking boxes. Because she had always moved into the dorms at the beginning of the school year in August and then back home again in May during college, Ellie was very quick at packing and unpacking. Most of her furniture and other items were new, however, because now she had her own apartment, not just a small dorm room. She was excited to open all of the new items she had bought for her new home. After living in a dorm room during the school year for 4 years, she was also used to the hustle and bustle of dorm life. There was always something going on. There was always noise. Now, inside her new apartment, she realized how silent it seemed. She could drop a small pin on the floor, and she would be able to hear it. She was lonely without friends or family to keep her company, especially in a town where she knew no one. What Ellie realized she really missed was her dog, Pip. Pip was a medium-sized Australian shepherd with black and white fur, and her family had owned him for nearly 10 years. Whenever she was home alone, he kept her company. Ellie and Pip were like best friends. While she was thinking about this, Ellie realized she wanted a pet. She didn't know where to begin searching. Do I go to a shelter? Look in the newspaper? Use the internet? All of these thoughts ran through her head. She decided to use the internet to search for animal shelters in Colorado Springs and see if they had photos of pets available for adoption. As she began searching, Ellie realized she had a problem. She did not know what type of pet she wanted to adopt. Her apartment complex allowed nearly any type of pet, so she didn't have to worry about what kind of pets she could not get. "Maybe it would be easier if I got a hamster or something small," Ellie thought to herself. She began looking up hamster care facts, but then realized for such a small animal, she would be putting in so much work. Like any normal-sized animal, she would have to feed it and give it water every day. She would also have to buy toys for it to chew on and clean its cage once a week. The cage cleaning seemed like a lot of work, so she decided to look at other options. "Fish are boring, and I don't like birds," Ellie thought to herself. "Lizards and snakes scare me, and I don't know how to take care of a turtle." She didn't know what to do. Ellie decided that it would be best if she adopted a cat or a dog from a shelter. It would take some work to take care of them, but she thought a larger pet would be a better companion, especially because she had not yet made friends in Colorado Springs. Ellie checked her watch. It was already 7 o'clock. The shelter would be closed by now. She decided that the next morning she would go to the Humane Society and try to find a pet that she loved, and that loved her as well. So to pass the time, Ellie unpacked all of her things. She started with the kitchen and made herself dinner. After doing this, she then moved onto her bedroom so that she would be able to sleep in her bed instead of on her new couch. Before she knew it, it was 2 a.m. and she was ready to sleep. However, the excitement of adopting a pet kept her awake most of the night. The next morning, Ellie drove herself to the Humane Society and arrived at 9 o'clock, right when the Humane Society opened. A woman working at the front desk directed her to where the dogs were kept. She decided to look at dogs first because, she hoped, a dog would help her miss her dog back home less. She also could stay active by taking a dog for walks and runs. The first dog she looked at was a big black and brown German shepherd whose name was Scout. As she began reading the paper about him that was attached to his cage, a Humane Society employee walked up to her. "His last owners brought him here because they were moving and could not take him with," a worker at the Humane Society told Ellie. "He loves to play and seems to get along with everyone he meets. We aren't sure why he hasn't been adopted yet. It could be because of his size. It seems like most people want small dogs," the worker added. "He's so sweet. He reminds me of my dog back home. He stayed with my parents when I moved," Ellie told the worker. She suddenly felt sad because she knew no dog could replace Pip, but she couldn't bring him to Colorado with her. "Do you want to take him outside and play with him for a bit? He really enjoys fetching frisbees and tennis balls." The worker began to grab a leash as she told Ellie this. "Okay." Ellie was excited because Scout was a beautiful and kind dog. However, she underestimated his size because when the worker passed her Scout's leash, the dog began to run and pulled Ellie behind. She nearly fell. "Stop!" Ellie yelled at Scout. Almost instantly, he stopped running, sat down, and began to whimper. He seemed scared of Ellie when she yelled. So she got down on her knees, looked Scout in the eyes, and petted him until he was calm. When she stood up, Scout calmly walked with her to the fenced yard behind the shelter. Ellie took Scout's leash off him and threw a frisbee for him to catch. He caught it in midair. He ran back to give Ellie the frisbee, and they played like this for 20 minutes. When he was tired, she put the leash back on him and walked him inside. "I love Scout," Ellie told the worker, "but I have to be sure he's the right fit. Would it be okay if I looked at some other pets first?" "That is completely okay," the worker told Ellie. "All of our dogs are in this room, and the cats are in the room next door. You will hear them meowing. Come find me if you would like me to get out another animal to play with." After telling Ellie this, the worker went back to feeding and watering the shelter dogs. Ellie began to walk through the rows of the dog room, but most of them were small dogs that Ellie did not want. She thought they barked too much. There were 2 medium-sized dogs she liked, but the notes on their cages said that they were sometimes aggressive, which Ellie was scared of. Ellie decided it would be best if she walked to the room next door and looked at the cats. The walls of this room were covered with metal cages, each housing a single cat, a litter box, and their food and water bowls. Some of the cages housed a few kittens. Immediately, she walked over to a fat gray cat that she saw. He opened his mouth, but meows wouldn't come out. She looked at the tag on his cage, and it said he was a 4 or 5-year-old cat named Richard, who was overweight but loved to be petted and played with. Ellie decided to go find the shelter worker to ask if she would be able to play with Richard the cat. Once she found the shelter worker, the worker led her into a small room with a bench to sit on and a bunch of cat toys. "Wait here. I will bring the cat to you." "Sometimes they like to run if we let them out in the open, so I don't want him to hide anywhere or get hurt," the worker said to Ellie. The worker brought Richard to Ellie and left them alone in the small room. Ellie picked up a toy that was a wand with strings and feathers attached and began to play with Richard. Richard attacked the toy. He grabbed the feathers with his paws and chewed on the rod. When Ellie would take it away, he would chase it and play with it until he got tired. Once he was tired, he sat on Ellie's lap and purred as she petted him. "How am I supposed to choose between Scout and Richard?" Ellie thought to herself. She loved them both. She weighed the pros and cons of each pet. Cats were easier to take care of, because you didn't have to let them outside like a dog needed. But she would have to put Richard on a diet because he was overweight. Scout had a lot of energy and was more playful than Richard. But Ellie wondered if he would get bored or lonely in her apartment all day while she was at work. The pros and cons were almost even. Ellie didn't know if she should adopt Richard or Scout, and she couldn't go home and make a decision later, because one or both of them might get adopted. Suddenly, while Ellie was trying to make her decision, the Humane Society worker came into the room. "So did you like Richard?" "I have always thought he was a very nice cat," the worker said to Ellie. "Yeah, he was great. I liked him just as much as Scout. I am having a hard time deciding whom to choose. I tried making a pros and cons list, but it came out equal. This is such a hard decision," Ellie said as she kept petting the sleeping cat that was on her lap. The Humane Society worker paused for a minute and thought to herself. She then said, "Well, I'll tell you what. What if you adopt and pay the fees for one of the animals, and we can waive the fees for the other? You could take both Scout and Richard home if you would like." "Do you think they would get along?" Ellie asked the employee. "Well, we can find out. How about I bring Scout in here and see if they get along?" The employee looked to Ellie for approval. "I like that idea. Let's see if it works," Ellie said. The employee went to retrieve Scout to meet Richard. Ellie didn't know what to think. She came to the Humane Society for one pet and might leave with two. Do I even know how to take care of two pets? Ellie wondered this as she waited for the employee to return. The employee brought Scout into the room, and Richard looked terrified. Scout, however, was not scared at all. He walked right up and licked Richard's face. It was like he wanted to play, but Richard did not know what to do, so he just stared at him. After about 5 minutes of this, Richard walked up to Scout and began sniffing his face. He backed away and went back to sleep. "Well, I think they're going to get along," the employee smiled at Ellie. "Yeah, I think they will be okay. I hope that I will be able to take care of both of them alone," Ellie said while she looked at her two new pets. "I think you will be fine," the employee reassured her. "We will even send you home with some food and some toys, as well as a diet plan for Richard. Just remember to take Scout outside a few times a day and clean Richard's litter box, and you will be okay. Oh, and don't forget to feed them," she continued. Ellie laughed. "Thank you. I think that will help. Hopefully, they both like my new apartment. It should be big enough for the two of them." Ellie filled out the adoption paperwork and paid the fees for one animal. She was given free toys, food, and even a pet carrier for Richard, for when he rode in the car. "Thank you so much," Ellie said to the Humane Society employee as they walked out to her car. "No, thank you. There are so many animals that need to be adopted. We barely have enough space. I'm so happy they will be in a loving home," the employee responded. Ellie and the employee said goodbye as they put the two newly adopted pets in Ellie's car. As Ellie began to drive away, she looked at her two new pets. She no longer felt lonely, and she was excited for her new life in Colorado Springs. She couldn't wait to see what her new life would be like, especially with her two new pets beside her.